Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to join the beautiful Emuna Milinovitz and myself to talk about awakening and embodying the divine feminine. It's time to live the left-hand path, and we'll get into what that means. Are you ready to embody the divine feminine Christ-good consciousness? Ready to connect in sisterhood and be activated and awaken your inner priestess? Well, it's time. And today you'll experience a connection to the divine feminine consciousness and an activation of your own Sophia consciousness. You'll also have the opportunity for a live reading with Emuna on the show today. So press *2 on your phone to raise your hand and make a note of the question to ask her. Well, there's actually two. One is, what aspect of the feminine is ready to awaken within me? And the other is, which of the feminine Christed masters has a key for me? So that's what you'll be asking her. You can write those questions in as well in the webcast. So welcome home, luminous light leaders and love activators and starlight messengers. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary for connection and renewal and restoration. This is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And today we're going to provide support, upliftment, energetic resources to harmonize your life, to ignite the divine within you and light you up on your ascension journey. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's intend to open our hearts and really listen and take in the activating information and messages and the energy that will awaken and ignite and inspire and liberate us in new ways. I encourage you to set a personal intention for what you wish to experience. My personal intention with our goddess gathering today is to be a pristine, clear ray of divine light and love, a transmitter of pure God consciousness, and an immaculate, pure instrument of the divine in selfless service for boundless miracles to unfold, and also for soulfully soothing, harmonizing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine goddess support and participation throughout our time together today. So just sit back and relax, breathe, open, and receive. It is such a blessing to highlight the work of this precious, precious soul sister of mine. I love the state of flow and this goddess love that Emuna brings and that we create and share in together. A little bit about her. She has studied love and truth and awakening all her life. She is a devotee of the goddess and the divine and a midwife for those ready to awaken. Emuna is a teacher, a healer, an intuitive channel, a priestess, and a spiritual guide. She leads spiritual epic adventures around the world, and she has been connecting and transforming people's lives across the planet. Specifically, every time she joins me here on the show, we all love Emuna here in this community. She has immersed herself in the divine feminine. She's also a clairvoyant channel for the divine. She is a leader that leads from the heart and soul, and she's a gatekeeper of the divine feminine mysteries. And so today we're going to talk about connecting with the divine feminine within, entering the temple of the divine, awakening your inner priestess, learning how to embody the divine feminine Christ consciousness and why it's important right now. Learn about what's been hidden, unlock the mysteries within, and activate your Sophia consciousness. So remember, we are doing live calls today. Press *2 to raise your hand. The two questions once again for Emuna. What aspect of the feminine is ready to awaken within me, or which of the feminine Christed masters has a key for me? So Let's step into the goddess flow, my friends. Please join me in extending waves and waves of divine light and love and joy to Imuna as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, my precious goddess sister.
Thank you. I could feel those waves. They truly are powerful. And I'm honored, so honored and happy and delighted to be here with you, my sister, and with this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful group of beloved. Thank you for joining us here. It's so special, and I'm so honored to be with all of you.
It is a truly a sacred circle, and everyone loves you here, including me.
I love you and everyone, too. So it really is sweet. There's like a very sweet nectar to this whole community that I feel it's real. And so thank you for creating this beautiful space for us to come together.
You're welcome. It's a it's a blessing and an honor. And today what we're focusing on is the goddess, the divine feminine, of course. What inspired you to focus on this today? I mean, clearly it's a significant topic, but what led you to select it for today?
Yes, thank you. It is significant, right? And we hear about it all the time, and we know the divine feminine is here, the divine feminine is coming. We need to open our feminine consciousness. I mean, it's absolutely been my life path to go deep into the feminine mysteries. I've traveled, as I've mentioned before here, to the caves of Mary Magdalene. I've received deep transmission. Like, I know I'm here to serve the goddess. I'm absolutely a priestess from other lifetimes, as many of you are. But now in this time, we're in the 2020, 2021, we're in the century really of the feminine. It's prophesied for the feminine to fully wake up, the divine consciousness to wake up that is both masculine and feminine. But we've been much more in our world living under the masculine. And so it's time. And what happened, you know, I always really am listening for what am I meant to share when I'm given this opportunity to connect, and what wants to be created through me. And I say through me because it really is a process of listening and going within. And as I was listening this winter, I read two very powerful books, The Sophia Codes by Kaya Ra and The Gaia Codex by Sarah Dewey. And these, you know, kind of came in. I'd always heard about the Sophia Codes and knew, oh, it would be great to read that, but it wasn't my time. And so I read it during this time along with the Gaia Codex, and literally I was awakening and remembering. It was unlocking the keys in me that were like, okay, we need to create a temple, a sacred space, a sacred container to hold those other women like yourself who are ready to open to their magic, their mystery, to embody their divine feminine. And I sat down and, you know, what came through is the program that I've created. And it is a temple. It's a virtual temple that we enter together to awaken and embody these codes that live within us, right? They're inside of our DNA awaiting the time and the safety where we feel safe to open and connect with our sisters. So it really is that time, you know, on our planet. And so I was called to really, hold that sacred space for us now, for those that are called as well.
I'm so glad that you did. I mean, but you've been doing this kind of work for years and years.
Yes.
This is just another layer of this. For someone who's new to you, just share a little bit about just your dedication. And it really is a mission for you. You did mention, you know, you've traveled all over and a lot of these things have come through you, but is there anything that you can share with someone who may be new to you and your work that might give them more of an understanding of your background?
Yes. So, you know, I haven't had an easy background. Like many of you, I had my father died when I was 8. He was killed by the police. I had a lot of pain and a lot of suffering, and that led me to really open myself and discover myself and become whole, you know. And so I since a young age, I just always had this fire within me to remember who I am. And it's guided me all over the world. I've worked for companies, Warrior Stage, Peak Potential. I moved to Canada to go work with a company from the U.S., you know, because I'm so dedicated to going where spirit leads me, right? And it's led me all over the world. I've lived in New York, and I went to the caves of Mary Magdalene, Egypt, Israel, France, India, right? And in all of these places, Peru, you know, I energetically remembered parts of myself, right? Because here's the thing that's so important. Who we are is encoded within us. Who we are in our destiny and our purpose and all of that. But we need to be guided into spaces that unlock it, unleash it, where we feel safe to be that powerful, to be whole, to be sovereign. So for me, it was about a 20-year journey, really starting in my 20s through now, I'm now 45, right, to really take in all of those pieces, embody, and it was through being held in sacred containers, through connecting to the divine, through meeting Mary Magdalene herself. She's one of the ascended masters that I work the most closely with at this time, as well as Divine Mother Consciousness. And Divine Mother Consciousness can be called Divine Mother, Sophia, Alma, Great Goddess, Creatrix, right? No one gets to own a name for her. She is the all. She is the many. She is the love of the universe. And she's coming through many channels, right, to awaken us and to remember. And there's not one right or wrong. There's what's the right space for you. Where are you being guided? Just like for me, I had to follow my heart, where I was being guided, where the goddess was literally taking me. And because I've done that, I have such a deep reverence, relationship, honor, because I see it in true life unfold, right? And the next layer is revealed. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting when you shared about it's really important to have a safe container for people to reignite what's already there, because that divine feminine power has been suppressed for so long that it can even be an unconscious fear of igniting that divine power. So it's beautiful that you create these very, very safe, empowering containers for people to do that. I was going to say women, but are men included in this?
Men are included as well, because the masculine and feminine lives in both of us. And in my other work, in my Homemate program, we talk about uniting the masculine and feminine within. And a big part of the imbalance, we need a healthy masculine, and the masculine and the feminine, we all need a healthy feminine. We all need to awaken to the true Christed consciousness, right, to become whole. The divine was not meant to just be one flavor, and it's to wake up in all of us. So men are absolutely welcome, right? Men who are ready to live and awaken the feminine qualities of the Christ to go along with the masculine qualities. Because again, we want to have both, and this isn't about, you know, denying the masculine. The masculine is so important, the noble masculine, and the masculine is waking up. But the masculine, for the masculine to wake up, we really need the feminine to wake up in all of us to create an environment that is safe again to allow us to wake up. You know, this is all, we're uncovering parts of ourselves that have been hidden in shame and in darkness. You know, we've been in this dark tunnel for almost 2,000 years of fundamentalist religions and heavy energies. Right? Because it's a lot. So this is men and women. Men are also affected by the patriarchy and the way that it's affected us. I think it causes them deep pain. And the way to help heal that pain, soothe that pain, is coming into that divine feminine space, right, of love. And that's why I call myself also a midwife. Like, it's a real feminine energy that I've awakened to, that then I can hold literally the space with Creator to help you move through those things, surrounded by love, surrounded by safety, surrounded by community, which is why, you know, a lot of times if I can do one workshop, yes, I will. But there's times like this where it's literally called for to hold the space, right, to create the container, to midwife. And that you know, really holding it consciously with the divine, praying it forth, using those awakened, activated ways, because it is time, you know, for this, because I think we're all tired of living from the old way. We can all know, like, we want to have more of the feminine qualities, right, mm-hmm. in our world. We want to have the qualities of kindness and compassion and intimacy, pleasure, joy, beauty, giving, tolerance, nurturance, wildness, family, love, all
that
feminine, right? Yes, yes,
all
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
So totally. When we talk about like goddess energy and priestess energy, is that one and the same to you?
Yes. So in a sense, so throughout centuries, right, there's goddess traditions. And this is what a lot of things have been lost, right, through India, China, ancient Sumer, ancient Greece, Egypt, the Amazon, right? Women have gathered. Women have gathered to remember. Women have gathered holding the medicine, passing on medicine, teaching their daughters, teaching their sisters. So even though we didn't have that in, like, the religions of the world, because it was suppressed, women were gathering secretly, right, to pass these keys, to pass this vision, to pass this wisdom. And so I think it's the goddess, but I call it, yes, priestess is kind of the practice of coming together to serve the goddess, to listen to the goddess, to make space for the goddess. So a priestess is one who walks the path of the goddess, right? But you can walk that path in different ways. And I use those words specifically because for someone, goddess may activate something in them, a remembering, a calling, a activation. And for another priestess, it's like, yes, I'm a priestess. But what I want people to understand is for so many lifetimes and years, it hasn't been safe to be that out in the open, right? It was persecuted. It was, you would be hurt. And this is why they practiced hidden. But now we are coming out literally because it's the golden age, right? And the golden age means we're waking up to these parts of us, right? And this is where, you know, we could talk about the left-hand path.
Yes, I was just going to bring that up. Yes. Let's talk about what that is. Does that actually have to do with being left-handed or right-handed? Because I am a lefty, as I told you. But
yes, in some sense it does, right? Because the left side of us typically is the feminine side, and the right side of us is our masculine side. So it is kind of interesting that you say you're left-handed, and I'm thinking my partner, Greg, he's left-handed, and he does really honor the feminine. So it'll be interesting. That's a side research project we could have of how it correlates, right? But the left-hand path, you know, the left-hand path is the left-hand path of the feminine Christ. It's the feminine qualities of the divine, of the Christ consciousness. The male God is incomplete, and we want to embrace the wholeness, the feminine aspect of the divine. So the left-hand path is the feminine mysteries that equal feminine, lunar, the moon, yin, night, whereas the right is the masculine, the sun, the solar, the yang, day, and together they form the perfect balance of the universe, right? And so this can be described as the ascending Christ on the right hand and the descending Christ of the left hand, which we can see for me in my study and in my, you know, empowerment has been the Magdalene, right? She's the counterpart to Jesus. And at the time that they were together and embodied in this world, you know, it's my belief that they were together and she was guiding him and leading with him. And he revered her. He really understood the power of the feminine, that God was not just man, masculine. It was also feminine. And they worked together in that way. But again, it had to be hidden for so long. And they knew at some point that we would be ready at some point, right? It was prophesied that the golden age would come and we would be able to rebirth the way of love, right? And remember this. So it's having the left hand as well as the right hand being in balance.
Right. So when we talk about the Magdalene lineage, a lot of, especially a lot of our listeners here in this community really connect with that Magdalene lineage. Someone was asking earlier who is relatively new to some of these concepts and was asking, because she had never heard, I'll try to find the question, but it was something about she had never heard God or source energy or the feminine Christ called Sophia. Where does that come from? And how is that related to the Magdalene lineage? Do you want to get into that a little more deeply?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and again, it can be confusing, right? For me as well, I've always referred to the goddess, the feminine aspect, as the Magdalene. That's been the context that I've had. And as I've just gotten more just open and aware, Sophia has come through. And Sophia is the great mother of all life. But there's also, right, the goddess Sophia, who we could say is the goddess of wisdom. But when we talk about Sophia in the terms of consciousness, we're talking about the great mother creatrix of all. Like some would say she's the womb that everything gets created from, even the masculine consciousness. And so here's how I see it now, the way that I am able to look at it. There's the big giant consciousness of all that is, right? And it's mother, father, God, masculine, feminine. It's got both. And from that, there's different embodied forms that have different qualities and aspects of the divine that they kind of hold, that they embody, that they are the key holder for, right? So Mary Magdalene is here to help us with our sovereignty, our spirituality, our sexuality. Hathor is about claiming our voice. Kuan Yin, compassion. Mother Earth, Gaia, right? She's the life force. She helps them create matter into form. There's so many, and there's so many different lineages, right? Some lineages are following really earth traditions. Some lineages follow the Magdalene of the rose. See, there was all these different ways that the goddess was practiced. But what we want to get to is, what is it within us that's our key, our way? What's within us to open? And ultimately, it comes from that great source of all that we can call Sophia, or we could call Divine Mother of all consciousness, right? And Mary Magdalene would be an aspect of that.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I know those were big questions, but because I think some people who were raised in more of a religious, with a religious background, who are newer to some of these ideas, they don't understand because it's new. And I remember, I mean, I grew up going to Catholic schools, raised as a Methodist, just ingrained in religion, but started expanding beyond that in my teenage years. And it's been my path for a very long time. But I know when we have new people come in, you know, they want to understand what we're talking about.
It could be hard, but you could also, even in religion, like I grew up in the Jewish religion, and on Shabbat, we would light a candle to welcome the Shekinah. The Shekinah is the feminine, right? Mm-hmm. And I know in, you know, Catholic, there's Mother Mary. There's different ways. It was like hidden, small little aspects. But many of us, and, you know, if you're here listening to the show, if something called you particularly here today to listen to this, your soul is saying, there could be more. Are you open to feeling that? And what I want everyone to have is, don't just take my word for it. Don't just take Carrie's word for it. We want you to have an experience. I want you to have a feeling. I want you to feel it from the inside. Something that's helped me a lot in my journey is a teacher said to me, Amuna, the truth is simple and you know it when you feel it. And that has guided me all the way through my journey, because I could feel. And if I feel that, it's like, yeah, there's a resonance, there's a knowing, there's more for me to dive into, right, and unfold.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty exciting journey.
Yes. And a lot of people have felt that with you. Well, you and I felt it immediately when we met, our connection, and then having you here, you know, multiple times now, each time you're here, I guess because you and I are very connected, it's a similar energy. So if someone listens to this show often, there's a resonance there. So I love that you continue to offer new programs to allow just that could be ignited in people. And especially now, let's talk about why you mm-hmm. feel it's important to really embrace a sisterhood more than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I do want to talk about this time, right? It's the 21st century that we're in now. It's the time of the divine feminine embodied. And there's an awesome prophecy, the Cherokee prophecy, that touched my heart when I heard it. And it says that the Cherokee prophecy, you know, is the 21st century is also called the Sophia century, the time of the divine feminine, and the century when women will take our rightful role in co-equal partnership with men, and the whole world will come into balance. And there's a Cherokee prophecy about this century that says the bird of humanity has a male wing and a female wing. And the bird of humanity has been flying for centuries with primarily only its male wing. And the female wing has been unfully extended, been somewhat truncated, somewhat shy, while the male wing has had to keep the bird of humanity afloat. So it has become overmuscular, overdeveloped, and in fact become violent. And the bird of humanity has thus been flying in circles as a result. The prophecy says that in the 21st century, the female wing will fully extend and express itself fully in men and women. And the male energy or the yang energy will relax and the bird of humanity will soar. And it says, you are the key to the bird of humanity soaring. Express yourself, fulfill your destiny, allow that wing to fully express in your life and in the lives of men and women everywhere. Right. And as that's what's missing, when we have more of that feminine energy, we can all bloom. And so it's that time. It's the 21st century. You know, my favorite number has always been 22. It's connected me to the Mary Magdalene mysteries. It's such a sacred number to me. It signifies that balance, that union, you know, and we're in the 21st century. Next year is going to be 2022. And, you know, I was super blown away. In the U.S., you know, we just elected a vice president into our White House, and there's significance because guess what her name is? Kamala Devi Harris. Like, Kamala is the lotus that rises, right, out of the mud, and Devi is a word for goddess. And I'm like, goddess is in the White House, but it makes sense because we're in the 21st century. So it's just these are the signs that it's time, right? Like, we've been waiting for this time. And so the sisterhood is about coming together in a safe space, men, women, to connect in that feminine place of support, connection, right? Witnessing each other, seeing each other, right? Even it's just knowing you have another sister, the community. The feminine really grows through sisterhood. And sometimes we have some, you know, healing to do around sisterhood wounds where women who haven't loved themselves fully haven't shown up that way for us. So having environments and experiences where we get to create new neurological pathways about what sisterhood is, right? It's super healing and super important. And that's part of the safety of the container is what I like to call it, where we can open and spread both of our wings, right? We've all got to practice the masculine a lot. So we need some extra space for the feminine to activate these beautiful qualities within us.
Yeah, that's beautifully shared. Because you're right, there are a lot of women and men who have been betrayed and who have had all kinds of things happen. And so it's hard to trust or to come into a sisterhood type of setting because you have to have your heart open and trust. And many of us have had our hearts hurt by other quote sisters or men or whatever it is. So, but once you do open up to that kind of community or just that sacred kind of circle, it's so expansive because your heart just continues to open and you feel safe letting it open and all of that.
You learn that it's safe. You know, I just actually, just this past weekend, we had a sacred circle. I have a girlfriend that we practice full moon circles, even over Zoom every month. And it's so sacred to hold that space. It's a ceremonial space where we connect to the nature, to the goddess, and it's a safe space. It's so important. And we just had one for one of our friends who's going through a really hard time. I mean, she's gone through like losing 3 miscarriages, 3 babies this last year. And she was sharing, like she shared with other women who just didn't have any empathy, made her feel so bad. And she had the courage to ask us to come together in circle. And we did. And like the difference for her to know in herself that this is the quality of women she has in her life and what she could call in and the support that's there, that's mm-hmm. something I want every woman to know. And that's part of the feminine mysteries that have been forgotten, right? It's how to yes. gather in sacred space and come together and heal
and yeah, play and laugh play. And dance yeah. and
yes.
yeah, one of the greatest blessings of this show and having done it, I think it's been 5.5 years now, this particular series was
wow.
awakening that sense of safety and security in me. It's like all of the beautiful beings like yourself are my family, you know, mm-hmm. and I feel that way about the community as well. And it's really allowed me to trust in that, the sacredness of that. And, you know, I never knew I was going to be doing this, Imuna, you know, and when I was called to kind of do this, because I was on the other end of this for so many years and writing books and doing all kinds of things. And I thought, well, why am I being guided to do this? And one of the blessings has been realizing all of my brothers and sisters that are part of my sacred family. And there is no greater gift than knowing that that is out there and available. And so for all of you listening, you're a part of that. And I hope that when you come here as often as you do to share in this space, that you feel that love and that warmth and that acceptance. And I feel that with you, Imuna. Whenever we speak, I'm like, I feel so safe. Like I could, I just feel so loved. You know what I mean? It's such a beautiful gift. And you offer that to everyone that you work with and play with.
It's so amazing you say that. Right. And that co-create magic
yes.
with.
But exactly.
Yeah, you know, one of my soul sisters is who introduced Carrie mm-hmm. and I together, and it was like an instant connection that we had. And, you know, when I got to feel into Carrie's energy, I was like, you are such a goddess. Like, she is like Kahuna is the energy that comes. She holds the space of love. And so this particular, yeah, like, this is your space. This is your midwifery of holding this. And you were called to the next level of your goddess, right? To create the space for soul family to come together on so many levels now you're holding not just what you were holding before, but you're holding the space literally like a mama for all of these things to come through. And I know that you pray it through and you hold space knowing that the right people are going to come and the offerings are aligned and it's what your community needs and is calling for. And that's the power of us being in our goddess, our feminine, our holding mm-hmm. and listening for like what wants to come through me. Because here's the thing, we all have our unique way of expressing what that is. And that's what's so awesome and why I love coming here with Carrie and all of you. Carrie and I get to bring that energy together and you can feel it. There's even one listener, shout out to you, Scotty Satori. He's a man who loves looking forward to these times where Carrie and I get together because there's a powerful, just beautiful container here. And
hi, Scotty.
He's loving that. Yay.
Well, thank you for all of that. And it was Crystal Hughes who introduced us, and Crystal will be here this week. So it's kind of interesting you guys are here on the same week. But
right. So
yeah.
Sisters. And Crystal introduced me to Amma, the hugging saint, who is a form of the divine feminine mother embodied. And
yes.
That was life-changing, you know, because I also have had a hard time with my mom. You know, we were talking, Carrie's such a beautiful mom and has the most amazing daughter. And I didn't grow up with that, you know, and many of you might not have, where my mom just didn't have the capacity to love me. But Crystal introduced me to Amma at a time in my life, and I was so skeptical. I went, and I'm like, who's this lady saying she's the divine goddess? What? I don't think so. But I sat there and felt her, And Amma is an embodied example of someone who's fully awakened her divinity. She's embodying her, who she is as a divine god, you know, and she's both mm-hmm. masculine, feminine, but that's a big part of my path as well. And all of this is part of, you know, what I bring in when I hold space. So it's just, it's beautiful to see the interweaving of all of it mm-hmm. and how connected it is when we're open, right, yeah. to allow that flow and that magic.
When you just said the embodiment of the divine feminine, let's talk about that a little bit more. And then we're going to take some callers. So press *2 to raise your hand to connect with us. And I'll mention the questions again here in just a second. But what does it mean to you to really embody the divine feminine?
Yeah, it's really literally having it in your body, in your cells. We're not here to ascend out of this body and go, you know, somewhere else. We're here to create heaven on earth. We're here to remember our sovereignty in ourselves, in our being. We're here to live as goddesses on this earth in a human body or as gods, right? Whole, sovereign, divine beings. So when we embody our essence, it's literally activating it within ourselves, within our DNA, remembering who we are and shifting on a cellular level, which when we shift on a cellular level and embody that, we are able to bring it into form, you know, into the world and help co-create the new earth. So it's part of our evolution to not just know these teachings, and that's part of the left-hand path. The right-hand path is like ascend, go high, leave the world, right? Jesus was on the cross, died, and he ascended, right? But the feminine, it's like, no, we're here to embody, left hand, down, grounded, the earth, earth mother, right? Bringing it into form. Mm-hmm. And again, we want both. But this is where time to get it in our body.
So what do you look forward to in this sacred temple space? We're going to talk about your offer later, but what do you look forward to doing in that sacred space for the feminine to really awaken and ignite?
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited. Seriously, like, it's my honor. I feel like I have this great honor to open a sacred temple space for those who are called to gather. And literally what that means is I'm holding that and praying for you or calling in. It's not me. One of my greatest gifts is my ability to trust and surrender and listen to the divine. And that's what makes me a good midwife, a channel. It's not my agenda. It's what's the agenda that's going to serve the whole. And I get to be the, you know, temple guide, guardian, space holder, listener. So in this, I'm so excited because we're going to gather in sisterhood. You know, we're going to have 3 different calls where we get to connect live and share and connect. And we're going to even have a sacred ceremony on a full moon together and go into that sacred magic together and create. And it's not just the fluff. Like, if you know me, again, it's the real deal in ourselves shifting. And then I'm guided to give us 8 different activations from different goddesses. And I've named the ones that I believe, but again, who knows what's going to come through. I'm open for what's meant to be for all of us. I'm listening, right? And that's the thing. This is a creation between all of us that come in. I'm listening and I'm, again, holding that space for us to connect in sisterhood, to awaken your sovereignty, to awaken the magic within you, to feel held, to feel safe, to allow your creativity to blossom. But to feel my deepest desire in all of this and is that everyone feels just safe, held by the mother, yeah. loved, you know, like just like, it's just so beautiful. So it's a 3-month journey, you know, of being held consciously every day in that beautiful. Space. And many of us have never had that kind of loving, like I said, with my mom, right? We need to just know, oh, There's an energetic, you can feel it. Other people who know have been held in my containers, you can feel it. And I get emails all the time throughout the program of people telling me, oh, my God, this thing just happened. This just happened, like magic, because we're creating it together consciously.
Well, and one thing that I don't know if I mentioned earlier is you're a clairvoyant as well. You're a channel, you're a clairvoyant. And so we're going to take some callers, and I want to mention the two questions again. Press star 2 to raise your hand, or you can write in our webcast, and Imuna will be able to share the answers with you to the two following questions. You pick one, though. Which or what aspect of the divine feminine is ready to awaken in me? And the other question is, which feminine Christed master has a key for me? So before we get into that, who are some of the feminine ascended master teachers mm-hmm. that hold keys for us? We've mentioned a couple earlier, but let's go ahead.
Yeah, we mentioned Sophia, Mary Magdalene, Hathor, around our voice, Kuan Yin, who, you know, divine compassion, Mother Earth, Gaia, the creatrix, life force, Green Tara, Mother Mary, White Buffalo Woman, Isis, you know, there's Aphrodite, Artemis, there's so many, Saraswati, goddess of creativity. I mean, here's the thing, and this is what we're going to feel when we do our activation. You know, it's like this light of the feminine, but within the light are all these different beings holding different qualities of the whole, just like mm-hmm. us. We're all part of the whole. So it's like, which aspect is calling for me now? We're going to benefit by connecting with all of them because they're all great teachers, ascended masters in their own right, embodying this. And it's like learning how to call upon them, right, in the connection with creator of all that is. And that's something else that's, you know, when I do work, when I hold a space, when I hold a container, I'm always going to the very root, the source, creation. And from there, bringing forward those masters, because creation is up in the highest plane of existence. It's that pure quantum energy of truth, of love. It's pure. And mm-hmm. sometimes teachers, if I just go directly to Mary Magdalene without accessing the higher plane and then having it come through Mary Magdalene, there's a difference, right? It can get a little cloudy. So there's a purity that has come through just understanding it all literally comes from that creation, right? And these are aspects to get to work with to facilitate that creative energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm excited about connecting with some of our beautiful beings in our sacred circle today. Mm-hmm. So just say your name and pick one of the questions. What aspect of the divine feminine is ready to awaken in me, or which feminine Christed master has a key for me? So let's get going. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Okay. First caller is area code 914. 914, you're live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, oh my God, this is amazing. My mm-hmm. name is Mary. Hello to both of you. And my question would be, which divine master? And I just briefly, is because I've had Sophia Code, the book, for a few mm-hmm. years now. It came out, and I really started to get into it, and my health started to fail, and adrenals mm-hmm. and everything, and I lost energy, and I couldn't focus and everything, and yeah, I sleep with it by my head every night, and one, where should I begin or start or go? I got up to, the, you know, Mother Mary,
I understand. Yeah, let me just tune into your energy, love. Say your first name for me one more time, please.
Mary.
Mary.
What a beautiful name.
Right? Yeah, you are so yeah, already Mary. You are very connected to the lineage of the Marys. You're connected to the rose lineage, the priestess lineage. You've been a priestess. And yeah, it's stimulating within you a lot of past pain, body experiences, hurt. So here's the thing. The feminine in our world has not been treated always with honor and respect and cherish like it is right now in our community, right? It's been disregarded, and we have wounds. And we're going to be doing a really special soul healing for the divine feminine as a bonus for those of you who feel the call for this. So that would be huge for you. But the thing that I'm feeling for you is you've been doing this book and other things you're doing without a container. to hold it. It's a lot. It's a lot. You know,
yeah.
These transmissions are potent, and this is why it's important to have a sisterhood and be held and, you know, have it be adjusted, what wants to come through for you in this activation. So I feel like you have all of the Marys are powerful for you, Mary Magdalena, Mother Mary, right? You come from this lineage, but there's some pain that we want to start to heal. And, you know, really get you there. And then I want you to have the feeling of feeling safe and held as you excavate these things that are not true and really bring in the love of those Marys and the divine mother, right?
Okay. Okay. And I have felt that. I don't have a container, and I've been told that, or some similar. And I just feel like I burn out, or I don't know if something takes me off.
We need that. The feminine needs it. You know, I'm always in some kind of a container working with someone or in a program where I get held and supported, you know?
Right,
like, it's really imperative for the feminine, for our healing. It's the safety. It's the womb. We come from the womb, right?
Right.
And so it makes sense that we need the safety of the womb, the container, to hold us.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love that you're here and you were called to this. No accident.
Oh, when I saw Sophia Code Kyra, I was like, oh, my God. And I've been asking, and I open the book and I hug it when I feel scared. But I just can't seem to connect or get a clear, like, where do I begin? Because I know I feel like I burnt out somewhere. And I was like, I don't know where to pick up now. You know what I mean?
It can be overwhelming to do it on your own. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
and
Mary,
one thing she does warn. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Mary. Please continue.
The one thing she did warn was try not to do too much at one time because you could create a healing crisis. And I'm like, I think I did that. And, you know, cause I was trying to devour everything to get my answers or where I was supposed to be. So, you know, balance is key. So, anyway.
And I want to just be clear,
balance
too.
Balance and support.
You know. Yes. And this is, I want to be clear. You know, I'm inspired by her work. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And these are going to be original transmissions that come through that want to be coming through to support us in the way that the women and men that are called to this container get the support that they need to awaken these aspects, these qualities. There's many ways to get to that. What's the right way for the people called? And we're going to feel that in the temple space together. And that's what's going to come through for everyone.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you so
You're
much.
Welcome,
Thank
Mary.
You. Blessings.
Thank you, Mary. Lots
Thank
of
you,
love
honey.
To you, Mary.
Same to you both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Beautiful. It's so true. A lot of people, it can be overwhelming on your own. And that's why all of these programs are available so that you feel like you have a sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're walking hand in hand, heart to heart, you know, as you further open. So, okay, let me go to another caller. I'm going to go to area code 808. You're live with us, 808.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Good. What is your name, Miss Excitement?
Oh, I'm Laura.
Well, hi, Laura. How are you? And which question would you like answered from Amuna?
Thank you for picking me. Thank you, Amuna. Thank you. The second question, please. The which
has the key for me? Beautiful. Let's tune in for you. I get right away. Hathor, it's time to claim your voice. Like, woo! I'm hearing it like loud and proud, like deep from the bellows of your womb, of your belly, there's power. And she's just like, wah! Even if you start to make sounds like that and like let the energy of your sound move through your body, there's something really important to awakening sound. And your voice, yes, that is the one
Perfect.
For you.
I'm not surprised, Laura. And hopefully that resonates, Laura.
Oh, it does, definitely. Yes, thank you so very much, both of you. Love you guys.
Oh, love you, too.
Love you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Amuna, for that. Let's see. Next caller I'm going to is area code 360. You are live with us, 360.
Hello. This is Martha.
Well, hi,
Martha.
Martha. Welcome.
Welcome. Can I get door number two, please?
That's
I
a good
love
door,
it. You
Martha.
Are the next contestant on The Price is Right. Okay. So door number two, which of the feminine Christed masters has a code key for you? So let's tune in for Martha. Ooh, yeah, there's this beautiful energy coming in of compassion and softness. I just feel Kuan Yin coming, and there's also Mother Mary wrapping you in these soft aspects of the feminine that is compassion and kindness. It's almost like a nice pink cozy blanket being wrapped around your shoulders and just soothing you, right? It's a lot to be in this world at times and to see the atrocities and the different things. And we are, you know, the next level of your awakening is this compassion for yourself, for mankind, for the masculine. And that's a beautiful thing coming in. But you get to receive it for yourself first, right? Mm-hmm. And really bathe in these soft pink energy.
Kuan Yin, Martha.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you, Martha. Okay. Let's see. Who is next? Okay, area code 512, Texas number, you are live.
Yes, hi, it's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Are you in Austin?
I am.
I used to live in Austin. I love Austin.
Oh, awesome.
Well, welcome. How
Thank
are you?
So,
are you enjoying
so
the call?
Yes, the call is amazing. And this is kind of the second time on a telesummit that I've heard you. And I'm sorry, Imuna.
Imuna. And you could think of the moon. The moon helps
Imuna.
Make it easier. Imuna.
Yes, I love it. I love your energy. I was on your New Year's, I think it was New Year's Eve call or New Year's Day call, whatever that one was. That
beautiful.
Was beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I really wanted to I appreciate you calling on me, Carrie. I've been having some health issues in my womb area,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. so as you're talking, you know, a lot of stuff has been coming up for around the divine feminine, around you know, healing the feminine wounds and really stepping into the priestess, you know, power and bringing in the gifts from other lives that I had and had done in other lives. And so I really just wanted to kind of bring that up and see what you can kind of help me with on that.
Beautiful. Yes. Let me tune in for you. Thank you. Ooh, I mean, everything you're saying is absolutely true. There's a lot that you carry in your womb, so much power, so much magic, so much creativity, so much wisdom. And there's those some layers. I can feel a lot of anger and resentment and betrayal. And as you said, cracks kind of in the soul of the feminine that have been battered and hurt and wounded over time. And so I definitely feel there's some cleansing to do in your liver on a physical level, but then energetically really being held, being safe to awaken this in sisterhood. And again, the soul healing of the feminine is a healing where we're actually going in and holding that sacred feminine soul within us and literally helping heal those cracks and wounds and tears and regrets and clearing it, you know, and that's just one of my specialties. And that's something that is going to be part of this for the people who, you know, get in right away because it's so important. So I feel that, like, I feel all of this, it's a complexity, right, that's there, but it's time. And all of these great divine goddesses want to work with you. There's not one that stands out higher than the rest. It's like the collection of them all and you receiving it and you being held and yeah, it feels like the right time if that feels, you know, you have to feel in for you, but it's, this is, so there is so much in your womb. Like many women, we're carrying these things in our being and we're dying to release them, but we've got to heal the layers of pain on top of them so we can feel safe to reveal our power in sisterhood and connection, right? So it's the whole kind of container is here to really hold you in that.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's very
Does that
powerful.
Resonate for you?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. Lots of love to you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Amuna, I think before we go to the webcast, let's go ahead and tell people about the upcoming goddess program that that you're offering and that you created just for this community. So this can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on the marketplace link at the very top. You will see Goddess Amuna's beautiful face. So click on that and you will see this offering. And so this is 11 sessions over 3 months, two sisterhood calls at the start and the end, 8 activations, a sacred full moon ceremony, plus 2 bonuses. This is a really powerful program, and people love your programs because I think they do feel very safe and very, very much held. And it's like you said earlier, there's no fluff. There's a lot in there. There's a lot that goes on. What would you like to share about the program?
Thank you. Yes. So again, it's a sacred temple space that I'm holding for you for 3 months from the start that you join. And I want you to know when you join, when you say yes to this container, you start being held. You know, the prayers are already in motion and you will feel it. But this is a temple, and I've broken it down. Goddess is a sacred temple space for sisterhood, remembrance, and activating the divine embodied goddess. And I have an acronym there that came through, right? The goddess to me means being guided, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, Devi, divine, devoted, embodied, sacred, sovereign, soul, right? Mm-hmm. This is the qualities that it means when we embody the guidance. We're guided, we're connected to the divine, we're embodied, we're sovereign, we're in our soul. It's so beautiful, right? And so in this container, you can read, there's lots of stuff to read. We're going to connect in sisterhood, remember the path of the priestess, awaken the divine codes within you, unlocking the codes you've been carrying, right, for so long, waiting for the safe space to open them and have them be received and held and be nurtured and activate that within you. So we start this three-month journey with a powerful sisterhood call. As I said, we're going to really connect. I want us to meet and know each other and see your face and, you know, really hold you on an energetic level. It's really quite beautiful, you know, and you can participate in that as much as you want or as little, but I want you to know that that is there for us to connect face to face, heart to heart, in real connection and sisterhood. And so we start with a sisterhood call, and then every week we're going to go through a different activation. And again, these are live activations where I'm going to feel in and bring in the goddess qualities that want to be activated, and these will be recorded. So you'll have this, and this is all meant to activate you and activate the divine feminine codes that you're here to awaken. Right? Super powerful. So those are every week a new activation. And then we're going to have a beautiful sacred ceremony, the full moon ceremony. And it's this full moon, it's just going to be so powerful to connect with sisters in sacred ceremony as a goddess, as a priestess. It's going to help awaken those aspects of you that have been hidden. And then we also will end with another sisterhood call. So it's this beautiful temple container that you're held in. And there's a few other bonuses to support you. There's 2 additional Mary Magdalene healing transmissions. As I said, I'm very aligned with Mary Magdalene. You know, that happens to be the goddess, the ascended master up to this point that I've worked with the most. So she has some very special activations that you can get immediately and have access to. And then there's the sovereign self-guided meditation, because this is about us being grounded, supported, safe to be in our full power. And the sovereign self meditation is something I created to help you be in that space every day, right? To really take care of your energy, to be connected, because we're going to open a lot of energy, and I want you to have tools to ground it, to feel safe, to be powerful, and you're going to feel that in the container. Mm-hmm. And then, as I mentioned, for those of you that are ready, you know, it came to me, oh my goodness, like many of you, like we've even felt on this call, right? Our feminine soul has taken a beating over thousands of years. And I've done this with many of my clients and myself in the last while, and it's profound, right? And it's a soul healing of the feminine so that we can bring her into wholeness, heal the cracks, tears, wounds. And that's happening Thursday, March 11th. So if you want to be part of that, which I highly recommend, you want to get involved right away so you can be part of that.
Yeah, so, that's a 5-day bonus offer. So if you order the package in the first 5 days, you'll get that live healing transmission on Thursday, March the 11th. And if you got the package now, you have all of those audios and those two audios in the meditation to start with, and then you'll mm-hmm. have that live healing transmission, and then the program begins, and that's going to be for 3 months. So that's going to go. When does it actually begin?
It's going to begin. Yeah, March 18th will be our first sisterhood call, and our last sisterhood call will be June 3rd.
So anybody can jump in the middle. Like if you happen to be listening to replay later on in May or June, you will have all the recordings from what you missed, but this will go on for 3 months. And
So it's live, but yes, I love that. And it's so important to say that, because everyone has their own divine time that they're called to open and awaken, right? For some people, it's your divine appointment a month from now, and that's when you hear this recording. And everyone's included, right? Everyone is included and held. It's my intention when I sit down and create these spaces that it's for everyone coming in the future, because your soul already knows. You just have to catch up and go, oh, it's time. And I hear that time and time and again from people. I just got an email the other day from a woman that listened to the recording from last year, but it was her divine time that day. And she's like, oh my God, I had the most profound healing, because that's when she needed to receive it. So yes, it's all recorded. So you can listen again and again, even if you are there live for all of it and you just want more, you want a refresher, or if you come in at a later time. Yeah, I don't believe anyone's late. I believe you're right on time and you can jump right in.
Yeah, that's why we keep these recordings up for the entire season and beyond oftentimes. So it gets to people at the right time, at the divinely right time.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful offering. Thank you for creating this for the community here. And I want to remind everyone, Imuna will be offering here today, right after we take some more webcast questions, an activation of your own Sophia consciousness. So stay with us for that. And now I would love to go to the webcast, because a lot of people wrote in with their questions. So Imuna, mm-hmm. are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, we have a lot of people. Where am I going to go? I'm going to go Melanie from New York. So, dear Carrie and Imuna, a beautiful energy is flowing from this call like blooming roses. I love that. What aspect of the divine feminine is ready to awaken in me? Thank you and namaste. That's Melanie in New York.
Beautiful. Yes. Melanie. I feel you're very connected to Mary Magdalene as well. Hathor is coming as well with your voice to awaken it even deeper. And Isis. So these are the ones working with you around your sovereignty, your divine sexuality, your power, and using your voice.
Okay. That was Melanie. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm going through. There's a huge list here. Okay. Thank you, Melanie. Colleen said, "Dear Carrie and Amuna, thank you for this very loving show. Please tell me what goddess has a key for me." She said, "An interesting thing coming up for me during the show is that I always wanted to be a mother, but it didn't happen in this lifetime. I wonder why." Love and joy from Colleen.
Wow. Wow, Colleen. This really touches my heart deeply. I'm so glad that you chose her question. So Mother Mary, you know, Divine Mother, Amma, they're all calling for you. You have the qualities of a mother. You know, as myself, I always thought I was supposed to be a mother, right? And I really just knew I'm supposed to be a mother. Like, I have all the qualities of mother, and I'm going to be the best mother ever. And it didn't happen. And then I realized one day it wasn't supposed to happen, because I'm here to really be the midwife, the mother, the holder of so much more. And I feel that. I feel that for you with animals, with children, with the people in your community. Like, you're here, you have a bigger mission. And sometimes we're here to birth children with our feminine energy, and sometimes we're here to birth missions, or both, or creative work, right? Like, I birth programs. I birth things that will serve humanity. You have the same ability. So it's connecting to that mother energy. And for me, it was really connecting to Amma, letting myself fill up from her mother energy. You know, I feel Kuan Yin as well, Mother Mary, and the great mother of all, right? But it's starting to open to what wants to be created through me, right? And we want to heal some of the wounds and the pain and the disappointment that have affected your soul from the disappointment, because that can be a lot, right? And we've been so programmed that birthing is supposed to look a certain way, and yet we're here to birth all different things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And Colleen, thank you for being with us and for your question.
Mm-hmm.
Linda with a Y from Alberta said, "Hello, gorgeous ladies. I can feel your deep connection, dear sisters." Thank you for that. Thank you in advance, if picked, for answering my question. What aspect of the feminine is ready to awaken within me? Love you both, Linda.
Beautiful, Linda. Let's tune in. Wow, a lot of you have this voice thing coming up. Hathor for the voice, and also your sovereign nature. I'm seeing, like, they're putting a crown on your head. Remember your sovereignty. Remember you're a queen. You're a divine creatrix. It's like this powerful claiming of your voice, and your voice to use as a tool to create with your sovereign life moving forward. Very powerful. So Mary Magdalene can help you with that. Hathor can help you with that. And Sophia.
Beautiful. Next is Cindy from Burnaby, Canada. Said, let's see. "Good morning and blessings, goddesses Carrie and Amuna. What aspect of the feminine is ready to awaken within me? Or which of the feminine Christed masters has a key for me?" Whichever one. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oops, I think she wants to see the second one, because she wrote in again. She said, "Oops, my question." Well, whatever you feel. Whatever's coming through. That's for Cindy.
Cindy, thank you. Let me tune in. I'm seeing a vision of your higher self, and she's just all lit up, like showing me her priestess, her connection to nature. It's almost like if I was looking at a goddess statue, and she's just like showing me this, like, you are a goddess, like your higher self is saying, you are this. And so I want to like affirm it for you. It's not made up. You're not daydreaming. You are here to live as a goddess, to awaken the mysteries that are within you. You're very connected to the earth. You're very connected to magic, to the priestess path, you know, to witchery. You know, witchery is not like evil. Witchery is women who use magic, the elements, the earth, to create. And so you have all of this in you, and we want to like just birth it, give permission for it. This is what many of us have. We need the space where it's like, yes, it's seen, it's heard, it's honored. We can allow it to shine and be witnessed by others as it, we feel safe to embody it, but it's within you. So that's the message that came through for you. There's not one specific goddess. Your higher self is saying, you are the goddess.
Cindy, I hope you do the program. I'm feeling But thank you, Cindy, for being here. I know you're here quite often, so lots of love to you. Let's see, Kim.
It almost feels like through that and just getting this vision of like, you know, and again, I'm just listening for what wants to come through, but it's like, you know how chicks, you know, like hold the space and then they open their eggs and they birth, right? It feels like this is a space for goddesses to like crack open of the shell and be birthed and held. And it's like, we're here. And if you're hearing this, like, it's like, let me hold you and the divine in opening that in the most beautiful way to really reveal your goddess self, you know? And so like, if that calls to your heart, it's like, yes, you're in the right place.
Okay. Where was I? I started one and then there are so many of you who've written it. Okay. I think Kim, from San Francisco, I found your original one, but now you've written in twice. Still here and so loving this call. What aspect of the feminine is ready to awaken within me? Thank you, sisters. Thank you, Kim.
Let's tune in, Kim. Ooh, I see this like lioness roaring. I hear Sekhmet, Isis. You have a very strong connection, Mary Magdalene, to the Egyptian lineage of the goddess. And so those three are very strong with you, and that lioness quality of like war, be bold, be sovereign. Yeah, so you definitely have this Egyptian lifetimes that you have had these priestess qualities, and it's time you can activate those and let those goddesses support you.
Okay, I'll do a couple more. Amy in Los Angeles. It's either, well, or Louisiana. It just says L.A. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's Louisiana. Dear soul sisters, I will be delighted to know if any divine feminine goddess has a key for me. Thank you and so much love. That's Amy.
Thank you. There's lots of green around you. Green, Tara. There's like this healing energy that's coming in that's very soothing. And I'm also seeing Gaia. You know, I love this. Gaia comes like a image of Gaia, like a green, earthy being with a big belly that is the earth as her womb. And so I'm seeing that, the green Tara and Mother Earth. So getting in connection to the earth, right, and letting yourself be soothed by the healing energies.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to the very top here. Madalena from Calgary. Hi, Carrie and Amuna. Could I please have a reading with regard to what feminine energies are watching over me or anything you'd like to share? Thank you so much from Madalena in Calgary.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I hear Sophia, the mother of all creatrix, say, we are always watching over you. We are always with you, my child, my love. It's just about you opening to receive our love, our connection. We watch over you, but we need your permission. We need your entering. We need you to say yes, right? And so that's for you and for everyone. It's like, they're here, and I just feel that great consciousness of the goddess, the divine mother in all forms with you, and you just opening to it. And the container, the temple, you know, when we say yes to being in the container, whether it's this or another, but you enter the temple, you're giving her permission, right? It's a powerful permission to open, to receive her blessings, love, and connection. So it feels like it's right there waiting for you if you will allow all of her to support you.
Thank you for being with us, Madalena. And just one more, Lacey from Ontario. Thank you, beautiful ladies. Which feminine Christed master has a key for me? She said, I love imagining these higher self goddesses in this circle today. Such amazing energies.
Beautiful. Lacey, yes, let me tune in. I'm feeling the Native American goddesses coming through you. I'm just very connected to the earth, to prayer, white Cherokee woman. There's the eagle spirit around you. Yeah, you're very connected to the earth goddesses, the earth wisdom, prayer, ritual, medicine. Yeah, come home to the earth. Come back to your rituals. Yeah, white Cherokee woman.
Okay. Lacey, I hope you heard that. And, okay, my dear, maybe this is a good time to move into the activation. Do you need some water before we get started and I can get us prepared? It's the activation of your own Sophia consciousness. And this is going to be beautiful for all of us. And I want to thank all of you for writing back in. Like Linda, with the Y, Linda wrote back in and said, Carrie, you light up my life. Oh, you light up mine too. She said, I love that you said Linda with a Y. And Amuna, you amaze me with your gifts. I am fully claiming my gentle, magical, sovereign voice, which you both have. And I know you do, Linda. So blessed and super grateful to you both. Doing my happy dance. Love you both, Linda. Oh, we're all doing the happy dance together. Yes.
Thank
you, Linda. Yeah. Yes, Colleen, dear beautiful sisters, thank you so much for your answer about motherhood, which resonated greatly. Stray animals will sleep on my doorstep, and I adore and feel for children. Yeah, a lot of people are writing back in that you had read for, so a lot of thanks.
Beautiful.
And are you ready, my dear, to move into the activation? Okay.
Beautiful. So, oh, everybody, just this is a divine time to settle in, right? To settle in, let yourself feel your feet flat on the floor. If you feel like laying down, you can. Just feel the support beneath you, whether it's the floor beneath you, the chair or the bed you're laying on, the couch, and let yourself be here. You are safe in this beautiful temple space that Carrie and I have created and are holding for you as we allow the beautiful priestesses, the goddesses, the Sophia of all to hold us in her light and her love. We welcome the great Sophia, Mother Creatrix of all, into our sacred space. And so just take a moment and breathe. Let yourself feel you're held and it's safe to be here. You're safe to receive. And I just offer this prayer, Mother, Father, God, Sophia of all, thank you, Goddess. Thank you, Divine Mother. Thank you, Divine Creatrix. Thank you for this life, for birthing us, for this creation, for this sacred time where we get to truly embody and awaken our sovereign energy to live whole, balanced, in union with the divine, with our masculine and feminine. If we were the eagle having both of our wings, working together in balance and harmony. We are here today, Goddess, Divine Mother of all, to start to awaken and remember who we are, why we're here, to embody your wisdom, your light, your truth on this earth plane. And so I thank you for this. I know it's done in the highest and best way for each one here and each one that listens to this at their perfect time. Thank you for surrounding us in your brilliant light, your brilliant peace. We love you. And so as you go into the space, you can start to see a golden white light in front of you. It's like the most brilliant, bright light. And there's little specks of pink and gold. And within this brilliance, you can start to see thousands of faces of the feminine, of the goddess. You may see glimmers of their form, but feel their energy, feel the totality of this wholeness that is the Sophia, and allow yourself to receive the love, the grace, the light that is her. And as you sit in this light, feel and receive on a cellular level divine love, awakening you in the highest and best way at the right time, your goddess embodiment, the qualities of the divine ready to express through you. And listen as well. If she has any message for you, she may be saying, the time is now. The time is now to enter the temple space. It's time to remember. It's time to activate all that you've carried within you, in your womb, in your space, in your energy centers. It has all been waiting for this time. And just feel the safety of the energy around you, surrounding you. It feels almost like a cosmic egg surrounding us, filled with light, filled with love, filled with truth. And just breathe and allow, trusting your higher self is working with this energy in the best way for you, and that you get to receive it. That you are so very loved. The goddess, the divine mother, wants you to know how very loved you are and that you matter. And it's time to love ourselves again fully and reclaim our sovereign divinity. So feel this energy, and we're going to do an activation. We're going to speak some words that you can repeat after me into your space to the divine goddess. And again, we've got all the forms of the goddess within the light of the Sophia, Mother Mary, Isis, Mary Magdalene. There's so many we haven't even mentioned. Lilith, Persephone, Anna, Rhiannon. Just feel. Feel the sisterhood. Feel that you're not alone. Allow your sacred remembering to activate. And this is the invocation as you feel the crown above your head. I am sovereign. Whole, H-W-H-O-L-E, and holy, H-O-L-Y. I am sovereign, whole and holy, a goddess of intellect, pleasure, awakening my bone-deep wisdom. I crown myself. I remember. I am a conduit for the divine force of love to flow through me, bringing grace to my entire being. Reminding me of my truth, my radiance, my light, and that I am validated by no one other than myself. I receive, and then I give. I receive, and when I give, I also receive, and on until my last breath. I am sovereign, whole, and holy. And feel that as she places a beautiful ornate crown above your head, and as you feel this crown, different aspects of you like jewels within are being activated, remembering. It's time again, she says. It's time to walk the path of the priestess, the goddess, remembering the truth of who you are. And she says, I am with you. And I love you. and you are safe. And I feel her taking her beautiful, she's kissing each one on our forehead the way a divine mother would. And as you feel her kiss on your forehead, let her love activate and penetrate and receive. You are worthy. You are worthy. And you are loved. Just take a few more moments here as you can feel this cosmic egg of energy surrounding you, lighting you up, remembering that which is within. You are whole, holy, and loved. Beautiful. And just taking a few more breaths here. You can connect and ask if there's anything you want to know. Sometimes you might say, what's my next step? And she can guide you. Right, but you are supported and this energy is within you and we can access it and feel in, is it your time? Are you ready to step into the temple and activate even further? And so we just give great thanks, Divine Mother, Divine Goddess, Sophia, for all that has been activated, all that will be activated. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so as Sophia's energy starts to ascend back, feel yourself grounded, becoming aware of your body in this moment. You might start wiggling your fingers, your toes. Feel your feet on the floor or feel the furniture underneath you. And just give thanks for this connection, this beginning, this entry point, and know there's more if you wish. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return.
That was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I am sovereign, whole, and holy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's put on their crown? You know, when you mentioned right? the crown. Did you see that picture, Amuna, of that new crown I got with all the jewels?
Oh, I see that.
I can't remember if I posted it or not.
I think I remember seeing something with that. Yes, and it was very ornate, this crown,
yes. You
know, when I saw it, jewels everywhere.
Yes, every color. It was so beautiful. And all of you, put on your crown. Put on
Time
your crown.
To remember.
Yes.
And you don't have to do it alone, my sisters.
Exactly.
You get to do it together.
Yeah, I would love to hear how some of you are doing. I'm going to go back into the webcast and take a look. Lacey wrote back in from earlier and said, thank you so deeply. I don't even have the words right now. Oh, sweet Lacey. Martha wrote and just bought the package. Thank you both. Thank you, Martha.
Welcome, Martha.
Madalena from Calgary said, thank you so much for the reading, Carrie and Amuna. I felt goosebumps covering my body, energy raising up my spine and tears coming. Yes, I am open to receive Sophia, the Divine Mother. I'm very grateful to both of you and to the Divine Mother too. Beautiful, Madalena. I have chills.
Yes, I feel it. Beautiful.
Let's see. Marie wrote in from New Jersey and said, wow, this is all being profoundly experienced. And also, your response to Madalena was really deep. I didn't get my question answered, but it was so great. Blessings. Thank you, Marie. Yeah, I know we can't get to everyone. And let's see. Melanie, I am sovereign, whole, and holy. Yes, you are. Kim, so beautiful. I saw my crown before Amuna even said it. I am sovereign, whole, and holy. Good for you. I have chills. Yay. I love it. I love it. And
it
I have to tell you.
There's such a power that's magnified when we come together like this, right?
Yes.
You can feel it. We can feel it. All around the world, we're magnifying this. It's so special. So grateful for everyone being here.
something symbolic happened. You know, Bodhi, my dog, he's not a puppy anymore. We've got our puppies at the same time. Amuna got hers and I got mine. But Bodhi's a boy, but he always lays at my feet during the show in his little bed. While you were doing the activation, for the first time, he just wanted to jump up and get in my lap and was just staring at me. So that is, to me,
wow.
Well, he's like the sacred masculine in embodiment.
Yeah.
He is. But it was reminding me to remind all of you men out there listening that this is for you too. And
totally.
Scotty,
and as
yeah.
you were sitting in that womb of the mother, the masculine just wanted to jump in your lap and receive, right? The masculine is hungry for this. And yes, the men, you deserve to be held in the temple as well and receive this love, right? We're all starving for this remembrance of coming home to this connection. And it really is time, and we can access it, and we can all rise in that balance together.
Oh, if Scotty wrote in, I wouldn't miss this for the world. I honor you and thank you. Oh,
we
so
love
glad
you,
you're here,
Scotty. Thank you for your presence.
Before we say good, I want to read a few more. Rosa Maria, delightful divine feminine embodiment process. Still feeling the tinglings on my crown. Thank you both. Thank you for being here. Deborah from San Jose, got the package, can't wait. The activation
Yay.
Was so amazing and powerful. I felt my beautiful crown, fabulously sovereign, whole and holy.
Woo!
I love that, Deborah. Amy, she said, wow, absolutely fabulous. I received green diamonds, a green crown, and green energy all over me now. I am a chalice of green light. Bless you and thank you.
Wow,
oh,
I feel that. There's so much emerald and jade. Wow, so beautiful. Thank you.
What a gathering. It always is with you. And I hope everyone that's listening that your heart feels expanded and that you can feel the comfort, the security, and the love that is flowing here for you. So, Amuna, my dear, any final message for this lovely sacred circle?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I think I keep feeling my sweet Sophia, who's my puppy that I got with. So when Carrie got her puppy, we got our puppies in the same time. So she has this divine masculine, Bodhi, and I have Sophia. And the thing that's so funny, right, is I'm this devotee of the goddess. I am just so here loving the goddess and prayed and prayed and prayed for my beautiful baby, you know, my fur baby. So sometimes I don't have a human baby, but she's my fur baby, my daughter. And, you know, when she came, it was magic and a miracle. And she actually even has the same color red hair as me. But the breeder said, her name is Sophia. And I said, well, how am I going to say no to Sophia? Sophia is coming to be with me. And so, yes. And so I knew that it was a sign. It was an opening. It was a divine. And I told Sophia today to bring her energy to the call. So she's been holding space for us underneath this beautiful energy of the Sophia. So I want to honor her.
Yes, we love you, Sophia.
The magic. Aww.
Bodhi loves Sophia.
Oh, my God. So cute. I want them to, like, know each other. They do. They're, like, dancing and just sacred right now. Sweetheart, yeah. Holding the space. Yes. So I just say all that to say the Sophia is here, right? She's here and she comes in whatever form when you're ready. And this very way might be that time. Right. The time is now for the divine feminine, and the temple is here to hold you if you feel called. It would be my great honor.
Thank you, Amuna. I love you so much. And another magical, beautiful gathering with you. And I really want to honor and thank each and every one of you for the gift of your time, your readiness, your openness, your love, your presence. It is a gift to have you with us. And as we bring the show to a close, acknowledge this invitation. It's a doorway. It's a portal for you to really step into and unleash your goddess beauty, and also come together in a powerful sisterhood, this powerful group container with Amuna. If you really are ready to connect in sisterhood, be activated, awaken your inner priestess, this is your opportunity. And and really experience a connection to the divine feminine, the activation of your own Sophia consciousness, the time really is now to put on your crown. I'll put a picture of this crown in the Facebook group.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
In the thread about this show. And the temple is ready. It is really ready. So I hope that for those of you who are resonating, you'll say yes and put on your crown. So thank you for joining us on this wonderful goddess adventure today. I am sending rainbow waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it. Please receive it and then offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful goddess glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everyone.